Truly Tan Shocked, written by Jen Stora and read by Roslyn Ives. Talking to my partner, Gloria, about Miss Dragoni and her weird behaviour has put me out of my floppish mood and into a secret spy mood. My family do not know this, but sometimes I practice my secret spy skills on them. It is important to practice your skills. Spying is like playing the violin. You have to practice. Except there are no scales involved in spying, and no pesky wonky bow, and mostly there are no screechy noises involved in spying, and these are all added bonuses. Now, I decided a long time ago that if you only have a few goofy sisters and a busy mother to spy on, then that is the luck of the draw. I take up my secret spy binoculars, climb down the ladder, and sneak around the rusty old water tank that is lying on the ground behind HQ, along the side of the hedge and into the far corner of the backyard. First suspect, Emerald Callahan. I twiddle the lens and zoom in on her. Emerald has left Awesome hungry and heartbroken in the kitchen, and now here she is, wearing her mirrored sunglasses, sitting on the love swing, yap, yippity yap, talking into her mobile phone. I cannot hear what is being said, but I know exactly who she is talking to. She is talking to her boyfriend. Yes, sirree, Emerald has a boyfriend. And this is just about the stupidest thing to happen in the history of our family. This boyfriend goes by the name of Kip. I have not yet met Kip, but I have interviewed him on the telephone. But only for a second. Emerald snatched the phone off me before Kip had a chance to answer my first burning question, which was, "So, boyfriend Kip, do you have any pets?" I leave Emerald and mysterious Mr. Kip and slink away. Next suspect, Coral Callahan, a.k.a. the VIP, very important person, and mother in this house. I stand on tippies behind the rambling rose bush and raise the binoculars. My mother is sitting way up high like a valley view queen. She is up in her attic office, and through the window I can see her glaring at her computer screen. Or maybe she is sleeping in front of her computer screen. It's hard to tell. There is a large mobile made of driftwood and pine cones dangling in the window, blocking my view. I wonder if my mother put that mobile there on purpose. Creep, 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 on I go. Even in broad daylight, no one sees me. Stealthy is my middle name.